Hey, what's up, everybody? Doug Petrie here, Fresh Talk Sports. This is Season 2, Episode 2, coming at you. We got a lot to cover, so we're going to get right into it. First off, going to talk a little bit of golf this past week. Camilo Villegas winning a PGA Tour event. It's his first win in 9 years, and it's a really awesome story for those that don't know it. Camilo's daughter passed away in July of 2020. She had tumors on her brain and on her spine. And for him to come back like this is just a remarkable story. His game had been trending downward anyways. But it's really hard to win on tour, even when you're at your best. So for him to come back after, you know, kind of losing his game, after the adversity off the course he's faced, for him to come back and win is really special. It's a great story. And we're going to go into some. This past Saturday was UFC 295 at MSG. All main card finishes. And just to highlight a couple, Jessica Andrade, she finished Mackenzie Dern, knocked her out in the second round. That was a bit surprising to me. Alex Pereira, he moved up to light heavyweight, and he took out Uri in the second round as well. And I think the most surprising of all was Tom Aspinall. He knocked out in the first round Sergei Pavlovich, who had come in. He'd won 6 in a row, all by knockout. Aspinall takes the fight on 2 weeks' notice. He rolls in, and he finishes him. Just insane. Insane. This weekend, we have the Grey Cup in Hamilton. It's the Blue Bombers and Alouettes. Blue Bombers should probably take this one. They've won 3 of the last 4. I know they're fighting some injuries on both sides of the ball, but I feel like they're probably going to prevail. Now we're going to move into some MLB. And the big news coming out today was the official approval of the Oakland A's relocating to Vegas. It's the third team in 5 years that has relocated out of Oakland, out of the major sports. They're now going to lose the Athletics. They lost the Golden State Warriors, who moved out of Oakland, and the Raiders, who also moved to Vegas, which is just nuts. And then you've got Blake Snell and Gerrit Cole winning the Cy Youngs. No real surprises there. As well as Gunnar Henderson and Corbin Carroll taking Rookie of the Year in the AL and NL. Again, no real surprise there. All right, now we're going to move on to hockey. And some NHL in the Global Series right now, which started today in Stockholm, Sweden. It started with the Wings and Senators today. You've got the Leafs and Wings tomorrow, the Wild and Senators Saturday, and the Leafs and Wild on Sunday. And I really like this Global Series. I think it follows, they're trying to follow the NFL and their stadium series. And the NFL has games in, you know, like in London and in Germany. I feel like the NHL one makes a lot more sense, though, because there's actually a lot of NHL players currently that are, you know, from Europe playing in the NHL, whereas, like, there's not a lot of Europeans in the NFL. So, I don't know. We're going to move on to Jay Woodcroft, the coach of the Oilers. He was let go after their road trip, which isn't really a surprise. And then Chris Knobloch coming in, who he's a really easy guy to root for. He's come up through the ranks, and if you saw his first presser in Edmonton, getting choked up about, you know, the gig he's landed, leaving his wife at home, just a really good story, a really easy guy to root for. And so far, the Oilers have won 2 straight since Knobloch took over, but I wouldn't get too excited. Because in the 2 games they won, so they beat the Islanders, who had lost 4 in a row coming in. And yesterday they beat the Kraken, and they were down 3-1 with 6 minutes left. So, I mean, not to take anything away from their comeback, but it's not a usual thing to see a team come back from two goals down in the last 6 minutes to win, but good on them. Unfortunately, can't really say too much good about Jack Campbell and his play, which shockingly enough is not improved. He's playing for the Bakersfield Condors right now in the AHL, and just off to a horrid start. He's 0-3. He's saved 59 of 72 shots for an .819 save percentage, and this is the guy that you're paying $5 million a year until he's a free agent in 2027. So got a long way to go, but you're getting exactly what you signed up for. Let's be honest. I've got a few fast starts to talk about. Connor Bedard, 7 goals in the last 6 games. Philip Forsberg, who kind of lives under a bit of a rock in Nashville. Not a lot of people pay attention to Nashville, which is too bad. But Forsberg has 7 goals in 11 games for 18 points in 15 games. And then in Anaheim, you've got Frank Vetrano, who's got 11 goals in 16 games, basically out of nowhere. And Mason McTavish, 7 goals, 9 assists, 16 points in 16 games. And Anaheim, they're going to be a fun team to watch. It'll be interesting to keep an eye on them as the season progresses. I don't know that they're going to scare a playoff spot. Their goaltending isn't the greatest. John Gibson is getting up there in age. Lucas Dostal has been pretty solid so far in his young career, but they need some help, and they're not there yet. But they do have signs of promise showing, that's for sure. We got a few different point streaks going. William Nylander, 15 games, the longest streak to start the season in Maple Leafs history. Artemi Panarin, 14 games. Phil Peronic, 11 games. And then a few surprises. Adrian Kempe for the Kings, he has a 9-game point streak. Quentin Byfield for the Kings as well as a 6-game point streak. And Cole Perfetti for the Jets, he has a 7-game point streak currently. And can't talk about hockey without talking about my Canucks. They look like they might be the real deal. They're playing really well right now. Obviously, it's a long season. There's a long way to go. But if they keep this up, they're going to be a playoff team, which is exciting to say. They're leading the West right now. And Pettersson, Miller, and Hughes are all tied for the league lead in scoring with 26 points. And they had a nice comeback last night against the Islanders in Bo Horvat's return to Vancouver. And it was really cool to see him. Really glad he got the ovation that he deserves. The guy spent 9 years in Vancouver, and a lot of them were not good years. So glad to see that most people recognized his contributions to the club and to the community and paid respects. And you can see it was certainly appreciated on Bo's end as well. All right, let's get into some NFL. Here we go. We got a quick Sunday recap. Sunday was crazy in the NFL. We had 5 last-minute lead changes. The Niners destroyed Jacksonville. Despite Christian McCaffrey, apparently he sucks because he was like the only guy on the team not to get a touchdown. And that's his summarizing his words, not mine. So we'll see what he comes out with this week. The Lions and the Chargers, that was a really fun game to watch. It was a little bit heartbreaking for the Chargers not to pull that one out. But I mean, they got down 2 scores early. They came back, and then it was just a show. It was just back and forth. There were no defense in that game, and it was really cool to see. Just unfortunately, the Chargers came out on the losing end of that one. And then how about the Vikings? The Joshua Dobbs show continues. And TJ Hawkinson, he had like 12 catches, which is insane. But the Vikes are starting to look better. I mean, it's funny how the Vikes are unbeaten since Justin Jefferson went down. And now he's coming back. So I don't know. I mean, hopefully they can keep it going. And then the Steelers get the win. I didn't think they would, but they finally started to run the ball. It's funny how they run the ball and they have success. Huh. Who knew? Games of the week this week, there's four that I'd like to highlight. I think the games of the week this week are the Steelers and Browns. The Browns are -1 right now. The Jets and the Bills, that's going to be another game. The Steelers and Browns is a big divisional game, huge divisional game. The AFC North, everybody in the AFC North is killing it right now. They might all make the playoffs. I don't know if that'll pan out, but it'll be interesting to see. I think the Steelers get exposed this week. They're a bad 6-3 team. And the Browns even though the Browns don't have Deshaun Watson, the Browns have a really, really good defense. And I think Kenny Pickett's going to be in for a long one. And then you got the Jets and the Bills. Who knows what you're going to get in that game? The Bills are 7-point favorites right now, which I think is a little much. But this is more or less going to be, I think, one of these two teams makes the playoffs, but not both. And I'm not sure which it's going to be. The Bills have their struggles. Aaron Rodgers might be coming back for the Jets. If the Jets lose this game, since it's also a divisional game, I wonder if Aaron Rodgers is in fact going to come back in a couple weeks. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe if he loses, maybe that changes his mindset a bit. I don't know. And then the Sunday night game should be fun. It's the Vikings and Broncos in Denver. Broncos are -2.5 right now. And then the Monday night game is Clash of the Titans. It's the Eagles at Arrowhead against the Chiefs. And the Chiefs are -2.5. And as much as I want to see the Eagles win, because I strongly dislike the Chiefs, the Chiefs at home are quite good. And Patrick Mahomes coming off a loss is going to be quite good. And they always seem to get the calls at home. So I don't know, but it'll be a fun game to watch. That's a Monday nighter. Okay, let's get into some bets for tonight. I've done a pretty good job, I think, of ripping through this so far. So let's keep it going. Got some bets for tonight. I'm going to start with hockey. I'm going to take the Golden Knights at Montreal money line. This is a three-legger, by the way. Vegas at Montreal money line. The Lightning and the Hawks in Chicago. I'm going to take the over 6.5 goals. And Canucks in Calgary. I'm going to take the Canucks +1.5. Just in case. The Flames are favored in that game. I'm not too sure why. Maybe because the Canucks are coming off a game last night and Casey DeSmith probably in net tonight. I don't know, but I'm going to take the 1.5 just to be a little bit safer. And that's at a +310. And then we got a four-legger with a couple same game parlays. We're going to do the Pittsburgh, New Jersey game. Crosby and Jake the Rake Gensel, both over 0.5 points. And then in the Lightning and Hawks game, we're going to do Bedard over 0.5 points and Hedman over 0.5 apples. And that's at +486. So your five is going to pay you 29 on that one. Now we're going to go into a little bit of the, we're going to go into the Thursday night game. I do like the Ravens in this one. I feel like their defense is going to smother Joe Burrow. The Bengals don't have Sam Hubbard on the line, and I feel like that's going to create a lot of problems for Joe Burrow. Like, their offensive line isn't the greatest to start with, but Baltimore's defense is really good. It's really good. And so I think Baltimore is going to come out and they're going to swarm Joe Burrow. And then for as good as Baltimore's defense is, Cincinnati's defense against the run is not very good. I think they're 31st, they're second last in the league in run defense. And it just so happens that Baltimore is the second rank rushing offense in the NFL. So I think this is going to be a long night for Cleveland. It does have the potential to turn into a shootout if the same Ravens defense that played the second half against the Browns shows up, but I don't think so. So I'm going to take the Ravens on an alternate spread at plus 3.5, guarding against a bit of an upset, and under 49.5 points. Sorry. And then we're going to hit a same game parlay here. I've got the Ravens, the first half spread at plus 0.5 points. I've got Lamar Jackson for 25 rushing yards. I've got Keaton Mitchell, who's just come out of nowhere last week, for 50 rushing yards. And got Mark Andrews to catch 5 balls. I feel like Mark Andrews is going to be the key to this game. That's at plus 600, so your 5 is going to turn into 44. All right, now we're going to get into some Sunday action. I like the Browns on the money line. I like the Lions minus 7.5 against the Bears. I like the Commanders minus 9 against the Giants because the Giants are awful. And I like the Cardinals plus 5 against the Texans. I think that one's going to come down to the wire. And that's plus 1,200, so that $10 turns into $130. All right, last but not least, we got Dougie's Daggers. I got two of them, actually. I got two of them. My Dougie's Dagger from last week was a hit. Lamar Jackson for 25, Mac Jones for a pick, and C.J. Stroud for 250 in the air. So that Dougie's Dagger. Okay, here we go. Dougie's Dagger, this is a four-legger. We got the Steelers and the Browns for over 2.5 field goals. We got Deebo Samuel for 50 rushing and receiving yards. I got Sam Howell from the Commanders for 2 TDs. And I got Amon-Ra St. Brown for the Lions for 75. That's at plus 486, 10 pays 58.63. And if you like a three-legger instead of a four-legger, I got a three-legger for you. It's my guy, Austin Eckler, for an anytime touchdown. I got George Kittle to catch 4 balls. And C.J. Stroud, I'm going to ride the C.J. Stroud train. I got C.J. Stroud to throw 2 titties. That's plus 407. That's a $10 turning into $50.74. So nothing too crazy, but I do like those, and I think those are going to work out. All right, everybody, that's it for this week. We're going to come back next week, catch you and recap everything. Cheers. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep your stick on the ice.